Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us do this thing we call life. All right. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before I move on, I always say thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope you find my voice somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way to look at things. And with that being said, let's get right into it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I am a little excited. I don't know if you can sense it in my voice. I haven't put anything out in a little bit. I got to tell you something. I've been getting real busy. You know, it's kind of ironic. It seems like the holidays, for some people, it's not that far away. But I'm like, oh my God, I mean, where did Christmas, Thanksgiving, what? It's in November, right? I mean, the holidays just fly by, and we have the uncanny ability to fall right back into what we have to do or what we were, you know, what we were doing before this whole holiday thing jumped upon us. So I got a little busy, and I do apologize for that. I had about 10 things I wanted to share with you today, and I actually wrote them down. And I was sitting in my office, and I wrote him down, and I said, you know, I haven't put anything out. I've been busy, my scheduling, and just run. It just seems like when it comes in a wave, you know. And I'm not a surfer, so I guess I got caught up in the wave, and I was just trying to do my thing, and I get a chance to put anything out. However, what I will tell you this, for all you people in the Northeast, I mean, listen, get ready. I think on the East Coast, we got these storms coming, you know, and it's really going to be one of those things where we put our best foot forward, and we're trying to get motivated and stay motivated and better health and set those goals and just do something, you know, to move in a positive direction, you know, and this weather is going to keep us inside. So we're going to have to find other ways you know, humor ourselves, if so to speak. Well, just exercise. There's nothing wrong with getting in your living room and just start jumping around. Make yourself sweat. It can be done, you know, or make that nice healthy meal, or, you know, whatever it is that you want to do on the inside, just do it, because the weather's coming and we're going to get caught up in it. So, you know, it's funny. I find myself looking at some of my old notes, and I'm going past, you know, I'm going through the books, and I'm looking, and I just writing stuff down, because I want you to understand something. You guys, seriously, are very important to me, and I have to put that out there on the onset. I mean, I've said it, you know, maybe in the past couple of podcasts, but I have to keep putting it out there. You know, the universe is a really amazing and a strange thing, you know, because when you put things out into the universe, you know, and I said it before, I had this conversation, when you give, the universe rewards you and gives it back, you know, and in a positive situation and a positive direction, it's just an amazing thing. So anyway, going off on a tangent, I was going through some of my notes here, and, you know, as I was looking, I was turning the pages, and I go way back a little bit, and it's amazing how, you know, you look back on some of your thoughts and things that you might have just wrote down, and you're like, wow, I was thinking about that or whatever. So you kind of revisit. It's nice to revisit. I'm on this thing right now. To change the channel real quick. I'm on this thing. I'm kind of like purging, if that's the case, if that's the right word I'm using. You know, I'm cleaning my office. I'm just throwing stuff away and just, you know, out with the old and in with the new. Seriously, I mean, I watched this thing on TV the other day. Actually, it was probably like last weekend. And there was this woman, and she was just, you know, telling people about how to do this and how to do that and, you know, condense your stuff and take care of your space. And I tried it, and I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, just think about all the stuff that you have, and you really don't use it. Now, I'm not into this whole, you know, condense and live inside of a box. No, that's not my MO. But what I am saying is, you know what? I'll give an example. I went to my closet this past week, and I was, you know, looking at some clothes and, you know, just preparing for certain things. And there are shirts and pants and items that I haven't worn in like 2 to maybe 3 years or more. It's time to get rid of them. What are you holding on to it for? So, I mean, the hardest thing is sometimes, and I know there's those, you know, those nostalgic things and things that mean something near and dear to you. But, you know, change is good. And I'm being very serious. You have to be willing to change. And quietly in my mind, as I'm going back and forth, I wanted to say that also within that change, for example, try something different. Try something you've never done before. Now, listen, people, it doesn't have to be major. It doesn't have to cost you a lot of money. But this is all part of the process. The process is you want better health. You might even want a little wealth. And I'm just going to say, when you got your health, you got your wealth. And that's just the bottom line. But try something different. Do something new. I mean, just things. Now, I'll be the first one to tell you that I'm guilty as charged. I mean, I like change. I like different things and stuff. But I can get stuck in a rut myself. You get into that familiar places and faces, and you don't want to deviate from that. And you know, you're kind of comfortable. But this is all about being a little uncomfortable. Now, when I say change, now mind you, I'm not talking about change your girlfriend, change your wife, you know, change your kids, get rid of. No, somebody might want to get rid of one of those, a few of those things. But no. But what I'm saying too is, it's funny you talk about, yeah, guys say, yeah, I want to change my wife. No, you don't want to do that. I don't want to change mine. But anyway, my point is, you have to let some things go, you know, and be positive about it, and be thankful, and then just move on. Now, listen, I'm not biting off anybody. I'm just saying it makes a whole lot of sense, and I've been doing that recently. I mean, look around your house. I mean, I have papers. I have notes. I mean, these things around my desk here are different because they're important to me and they're, you know, different for me and for you. But there's stuff. I'm looking at something right now just across from my makeshift studio here. I'm not going to lie to you. I probably have, I don't know how many DVDs over there that I paid for everything on that shelf. I paid for every item on that shelf. And I can't even tell you when the last time I looked at one of them. So, you know, it's time for a change. And, you know, change is good. So I just, you know, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but that's what it's all about. And that's what this year is. This year is about change. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to do this thing together. And we're going to keep moving forward and have this positive changes going for us. So, you know, that's where we are. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, and here's one last thing before I let you go. I know there's probably people that have been, you know, been tuning in, and I am still very humble, and I always will be. And I know some of you guys are probably wondering, where's the two-cup guy? The two-cup guy is still there, and that two-cup guy is me. But what happened is my schedule has just been a little off, and I haven't been able to reach you fine people in the morning. But I will, and we're going to bring the two-cup guy in, and we're definitely going to catch up on all the stuff that we haven't been talking about. So let's not lose sight of the fact that the two cup guy has not gone away. He's just been a little busy. He's been caught in a wave. And also one last thing. I have not mentioned my project, and people, I am telling you, I am diligently working on my book. You know, the funny thing about this, this whole process of my creativeness and my sharing with you is that I'm still learning. So the reason why I haven't really been mentioning it is because I don't want to like string anybody along or have you, hanging out there to dry, so to speak. But what happens is I'm still working on it. I told you, I'm promising you a very good product. But I also am caught up in a few things where I'm just going to have to wait and drop it when we do. So just be patient with me. So ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family is important. And when you see someone that needs a helping hand, try to help them. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it's going to help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you can be. Ladies and gentlemen, I am LBJ. You're there, and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again.